And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Poland will send Ukraine 4 MiG-29 fighter jets in coming days, according to the president on Thursday, making it the first of Kyiv's allies to provide such aircraft, all while the battle for Bakhmut rages on. Reuters' Emma Jaley has more.
Poland announced on Thursday it would send 4 MiG-29 fighter jets to Ukraine, making it the first of Kyiv's allies to provide such aircraft. One of Ukraine's staunchest supporters, Warsaw has taken a leading role in persuading sometimes hesitant allies to provide Kyiv with heavy weaponry. The jets are expected to be delivered in 4 to 6 weeks.
That's Reuters' Emma Jaley reporting. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken announced Thursday $150 million in new humanitarian assistance for Africa's Sahel region, saying it would provide life-saving support to refugees and others impacted by conflict and food insecurity.
We're committed to continuing to invest in the resilience of democracies to a wide range of threats and challenges, from corruption to disinformation.
Making the announcement during a visit to Niger, Blinken said the aid would address needs in Niger, Burkina Faso, Chad, Mali, and Mauritania. The package also included funding to support Sahelian refugees in Libya and Niger. French President Emmanuel Macron has imposed a highly unpopular change to the nation's pension system, raising the retirement age from 62 to 64 without a vote from Parliament. His risky move is expected to trigger motions of no confidence in Macron's government. The decision was made just before a National Assembly vote that might not have gone his way. Pension changes are key to Macron's second term, but they've prompted major strikes and protests across the country since January. More at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The overall death toll from Tropical Storm Freddy has risen above 300 as search efforts continue to retrieve bodies from under the mud. Reuters' David Doyle has more.
In Malawi, Storm Freddy hasn't just been taking lives. It's also been hampering efforts to bury the dead. In the southern village Tauchira, mourners on Wednesday were forced to scoop waters out of freshly dug graves before family members could be laid to rest. Freddy is one of the deadliest and longest-lasting tropical storms to hit Africa in recent years. Heavy rain has continued. The death toll since landfall last month across Malawi, Mozambique, and Madagascar is now over 300. Malawi's president, Lazarus Chakwera, has declared 14 days of national mourning.
That's Reuters' David Doyle reporting. Japan and South Korea are working to smooth out areas of concern as key talks proceed. AP's Charles de Ledesma has more.
The two Northeast Asian nations have agreed to resume regular visits between their leaders and have taken steps to resolve a trade dispute as a highly anticipated summit begins, a sign the two countries are rebuilding their nation's security and economic ties as they try to overcome a century of difficult history. The summit could revive the region's diplomatic map, with both leaders stressing the importance of improved ties hours after a North Korean missile launch and encounters between Japanese and Chinese vessels earlier had showed what's at stake for the two countries. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
More than 100 Thai immigration officers are expected to face bribery-linked charges in the coming weeks after allegedly helping thousands of Chinese enter Thailand illegally to set up criminal businesses. Speaking to reporters on March 9th, Deputy National Police Chief General Surachet Hapkpam said cases have been drawn up against the officers, including at least one with the senior rank of police general. The files have been handed to the National Anti-Corruption Commission to bring charges on a variety of allegations involving malfeasance in office, including bribery. Gabon's presidency announced Thursday that the transport minister has resigned a week after a ferry disaster that claimed the lives of at least 21 people. Another 16 persons are still missing. There had been growing calls for the minister's departure from relatives of the victims and opposition politicians. Since the disaster off the coast of Gabon, the government had already suspended 4 senior figures inside the Merchant Marine and Maritime Affairs Administration. And a senior Iranian official has visited the United Arab Emirates just days after Tehran agreed to restore diplomatic ties with Saudi Arabia. Marissa Melton, VOA News.